USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the House floor.
Nays are 240, the nays are 187. The resolution is adopted.
A vote to condemn President Trump for his comments against four minority Democratic congresswomen. The president is continuing to defend his Sunday tweet in which he called the congresswomen un-American and suggested they should go back to the countries they came from.
It's what they say about our country. It's my opinion they hate our country. And that's not good.
The Democratic House resolution says it strongly condemns the president's comments, saying they're racist. It says they've legitimized an increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. People are mourning the death of retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. He died from complications of a stroke in Fort Lauderdale. Stevens was 99 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way health care should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
Federal prosecutors won't file civil rights charges against the white New York City policeman involved in the chokehold death of a black man in 2014. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The African-American man, Eric Garner, died after telling the cop that he was unable to breathe. It was caught on video that went viral. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Richard Donahue, says they were unable to prove what the officer, Daniel Pantaleo's, intent was when he grabbed Garner in that chokehold on a street corner on Staten Island.
Even if we could prove that Officer Pantaleo's hold of Mr. Garner constituted unreasonable force, we would still have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Officer Pantaleo acted willfully in violation of law.
Previously, Garner's death was ruled a homicide, but a grand jury decided not to charge the officer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
So where do illegal drugs that are smuggled across the U.S. border end up? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explores the issue.
As more and more people are smuggling large quantities of drugs from Mexico into the United States, many people wonder what can be done and where all these drugs end up. J. Todd Scott is a DEA agent, and he tells me that the drugs that flow across the border from Mexico, they end up in all different parts of the United States.
Arizona, which is also where I've worked, Texas, I mean, these are gateways to the problems that we're seeing back east. You know, nowadays, you know, fentanyl and heroin problems that have become so prevalent, have been so focused on, all of that fentanyl and heroin, or most of it, you know, comes through these border regions, and that's how it gets east. And, you know, the opioid crisis overall is something that I have worked both here on the border and in Kentucky, where I'm from. At the end of the day, these cartels, they're money-making enterprises, and right now, unfortunately, in society, there's a lot of money to be made in drug trafficking.
After a week, he's finally been caught. Chance the Snapper, as he's known, the 5-foot male alligator who was first spotted last week in a Chicago lagoon, has been captured. The reptile is reported to be in good health. Nobody's sure how the alligator got into the Chicago lagoon in the first place. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.